local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Headed to hour number three, Pensacola, right now. Joe and Gracie with you, opening up the week on a Monday. Hope you've had a wonderful day and ready for another five-day work week. We'll try to get you through it best we can with a complete look at everything going on in your world. We got the serious stuff. We got the not-so-serious stuff as well. Starting this hour with our top three stories. Number one, Saudi Arabian government says it will cut off oil production this summer, and that will likely push gas prices higher. In the U.S., the largest oil producer in OPEC will cut production by 1 million barrels a day from 10 to 9 million.
And former Vice President Mike Pence is officially running for president in 2024. Pence filed his paperwork to enter the race today, joining a growing field of candidates for the Republican nomination. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is going to be they're expected to officially announce their bids coming this week.
And Christie could be as soon as tomorrow. Here locally, the number of fatal shootings continuing to pile up. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, though, says the messaging is the same.
Most of what we talk about is the fact that this is a dead-end street. If you survive this type of a high-risk behavior, then you may end up in prison for the rest of your life. And if we can show them that there is hope outside of gun violence, there is hope outside of drugs.
He spoke with Channel 3 during the 4 o'clock hour. Simmons says they're still looking for information in Saturday's deadly shooting at a home on Crescent Drive. There, a gunman reportedly opened fire at a party where over 50 people were in attendance. One person was killed and four others injured. 6:15 right now, get a check of the local roads and our weather.
Well, our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110. No major slowdowns. If you do see something slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And taking a look at weather, we're looking great for this week. We're going to see sunny skies, and it's going to be pretty warm throughout this whole week. But we will see some afternoon showers, low percentages of rain for the afternoons, but definitely going to be there. For tonight, 20% chance of rain with a low of 69. It's 78 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at more local headlines in Santa Rosa County this morning, a bit of a brouhaha over the latest controversial comments of Commissioner James Calkins. Last week, he called the Democratic Party, quote, the most evil party in the country. This after he said he would not vote for Shayna Alford, who is a registered Democrat, to serve on the county's Marine Advisory Committee. So this morning, there was an hour-long public comment session, and most of the public comments were in regards to his comments. Spoke out against them, some even calling for Calkins to resign. There were a few that were speaking in support. And then following the public comment portion, the commissioners moved into their committee meeting, and the first 25 or so minutes was dedicated to this topic as well, some back and forth. Commissioner Calkins not apologizing for the comments he made, and Commissioner Kerry Smith, who appointed Alford to that committee, had his turn.
I was just made aware that there's four people appointed by Ron DeSantis on the ethics board, Democrats. Do your research and quit speaking from up here from the hip. Ready, aim, fire. Not ready, fire, aim.
So, yeah, it was a heated discussion there this morning, but at the end of the day, Commissioner said their piece and then moved on. But that was the latest controversy. Of course, I think it was last month or maybe the month before that, we had the incident with Sam Parker that drew a lot of criticism. Certainly Calkins is no stranger to this sort of thing as well, but that's the latest one here in Santa Rosa County. Other news of note here locally, Commissioner Burgosh is currently holding his town hall meeting for District 1 residents at Beulah Middle School. Still time to get over there. It's expected to last at least until 8 o'clock. OLF 8, the Beulah Master Plan, no doubt going to be the major topics of conversation there tonight. In Baldwin County, a 15-year-old boy died in a UTV crash over the weekend. It happened at around 3 yesterday in the Stockton community. The sheriff's office says the boy was driving on private property when the UTV rolled over. Fatal crash on I-10 early this morning. At around 1 o'clock, FHP says a 65-year-old California man drove off the road, hit the median, and rolled the vehicle. State headlines: police in Hollywood are getting closer to finding all those allegedly responsible for the mass shooting last week at the Beach Boardwalk. Last night, they arrested a fourth suspect. They're still looking for one more.
And jury selection is continuing ahead of the trial of the Parkland School resource officer who was on duty in 2018 during Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting. Scott Peterson faces 11 charges. Six jurors and four alternates are going to be selected after attorneys question the 55 men and women that were called back today. Last week, they agreed that it could possibly potentially stay on the case through mid-August.
Yeah, that's not going to be a quick trial for sure. More fun in the Atlantic. This time, the National Hurricane Center says they're tracking a low over the northeastern Atlantic.
It's not tropical right now, but what we're going to watch for the next two or three days is to see if that low pressure system comes together and starts to develop some what we call subtropical characteristics.
The good news, though, is that this system is about as far away from us as it can get, and no concern to the continental U.S.
In a story out of the Jacksonville area, a mother of a teenage killer was released from jail after serving her sentence in St. John's County. That's Crystal Smith, was serving a 30-day sentence for tampering with evidence after she washed her son's bloody jeans to destroy evidence. Her son, 16-year-old Aiden, was sentenced to life in prison for killing his 13-year-old classmate, Tristan Bailey, in 2021.
Federal judge planning a hearing for tomorrow in relation to the new Florida law impacting drag shows. This after Hamburger Mary's in Orlando filed a lawsuit claiming the legislation was unconstitutional and negatively affecting their restaurant. The bill prohibits children from attending adult live performances. The state, in its arguments late last week, claimed the law does not target drag shows and wants the challenge tossed out.
Also, on the topic of hurricane season, Senator Rick Scott is continuing to his tour of Florida in his named Hurricane Preparedness. Scott promoted the same message when he was governor and storms moved across the state. They include two Category 5 hurricanes in 2017, Irma's, and 2018, Michael.
And finally, our Florida man story today is a Florida woman story. Cops say a woman was busy shoplifting at a Dillard store when her car burst into flames and her children were inside. Bystanders were quick to step in and rescue the children. Mall security said that Alicia Moore and another man were shoplifting in the store for about an hour, and their children were waiting in the car the whole time. As she was leaving the store, she saw the car in flames, immediately dropped her merchandise before running out and heading towards the car. 6:21 right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with a look at our national headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now on a Monday on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe taking you through your Monday afternoon. For roads, it's 625 right now. Roads and weather, we're looking great. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. If you do see something slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for this afternoon, we are looking good with a low of 69 for tonight. It's 78 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 78 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So picking up and looking at some national headlines today, federal investigators, the NTSB, are diligently working to determine what caused the deadly crash of the plane that was intercepted by fighter jets over the Washington, D.C. area yesterday. John Kirby from the National Security Council says it appears the pilot fell unconscious and ended up crashing near the George Washington National Forest.
In all
99 times out of
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. All bodies of the all three unaccounted men that were found on the site of the apartment building that collapsed in Iowa. The police say that the remains of Ryan Hitchcock were found on Sunday. Daniel Prien were recovered early Monday morning in Davenport, and the city announced that over the weekend, Brandon Culver's senior's remains were located on Saturday.
In Memphis tonight, community members are expected to gather downtown to commemorate what would have been Tyre Nichols' 30th birthday. He died following a beating by police officers during a traffic stop earlier this year. Five officers have been charged with murder.
The Supreme Court is going to take up a case on whether a California man can trademark the phrase "Trump too small." The California attorney, Steve Elster, tried to trademark the slogan to use it for T-shirts and hats, but was denied by U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which argued that he needed the written consent of Donald Trump. The appeal in court last year ruled against the Trademark Office, saying that the denial violated Elster's free speech rights.
The FBI was expected to bring a document to Capitol Hill today that allegedly described a $5 million criminal bribery scheme involving President Biden and a foreign national.
At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody
of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
That's Chairman James Comer, who is still threatening FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress, despite the FBI bringing that document to Capitol Hill today.
And in Chicago, a mass shooting at a Celebration of Life event accounted for one of 10 gun-related deaths over the weekend. At the event, seven victims were hospitalized with gunshot wounds, while a 25-year-old woman was pronounced dead. Elsewhere in the city, there was at least 50 other shootings that were reported, and 10 of them were deadly.
Russia says Ukraine has launched a major attack in the east. It's not clear at this point if this is the beginning of the counteroffensive that Kyiv has been hinting at for the last several weeks. Kyiv has not confirmed or denied the claims.
Police are investigating the deaths of six women that were all found in the same area of Oregon in the last 3 months. All six bodies were found within 100 miles of each other in a secluded area of the woods across the Portland region.
And China's military is becoming increasingly aggressive in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea.
And sadly, this is just part, again, of a growing aggressiveness by the PRC that we're dealing with, and we're prepared to address it.
That from National Security Council as a Chinese warship came dangerously close to U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend. Last week, there was a J-16 Chinese fighter jet that cut across the nose of a U.S. spy plane, and they were calling that a super aggressive maneuver there. So a couple of acts of aggression in the last couple of weeks from China's military. At the top of the hour, we talked about the top three stories. Saudi Arabia says it's going to cut oil production this summer, and that will likely push gas prices higher. In the U.S., the largest oil producer in OPEC will cut production by 1 million barrels a day from 10 to 9 million. We could have a couple more announcements of presidential candidates. Tomorrow, we're expecting former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to enter the race. And on Thursday, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce in a town hall. Today, though, he filed the paperwork to enter the race today. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. We'll be back. It's Pensacola Right Now on a Monday on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. More Republicans are entering the 2024 race for the White House. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is officially challenging his ex-boss, former President Trump, for the Republican nomination. Pence filed his paperwork with the FEC and will formally roll out his campaign in Iowa on Wednesday.
Also expected to announce their presidential bids this week, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Meanwhile, the current occupant of the Oval Office has not had a very active campaign thus far.
Tomorrow will mark 6 weeks since the president announced his reelection bid, and he's yet to hold a single campaign event. Fox is told not to read too much into that and that they're coming, but the president would not say when.
No answer from the president hosting the Danish prime minister for a bilateral meeting.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheska with Your Money Now. Stocks ended a lackluster session, a bit lower today. Blue chips weaker than the broader market. The S&P 500 slipped 8 points. The Dow Jones Industrials shed 200. And the Nasdaq Composite eased 11. Don't be shocked if gasoline pump prices edge higher again soon. Saudi Arabia has decided to reduce how much oil it makes available to the global economy. Saudi officials agreed to cut production by 1 million barrels per day starting next month. Also, other OPEC Plus producers agreed at their weekend meeting to extend previously announced cuts through next year. Officials say it's an effort to bring stability to the oil market. Some analysts, though, do not anticipate a notable spike in gasoline prices. If you had problems using Outlook or other Microsoft online services this morning, you weren't alone. The software giant says an outage affected many thousands of users of its 365 software suite for more than 2 hours before service was restored for almost everybody at about 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. There are multiple reports that Kyrie Irving has been wooing LeBron James to join him on the Dallas Mavericks. LeBron arguably started the super team movement when he joined Miami. Kyrie is arguably trying to end it by blowing up one team after another. He ruined a young dynasty in Boston. The Nets were a disaster. Now he wants to unite with LeBron and Luka. Because of the salary cap, it's a long shot. Based on recent history, that might be a good thing for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm Andrew Perloff.
At Ethos Life, we've busted all the myths about getting life insurance. Like myth number one.
Life insurance? I can't afford that.
At Ethos, we have term life policies everyone can afford, with policies as low as $7 a month. Or myth number two.
I have a life insurance policy through work. That's good enough.
With workplace coverage usually only equal to a year's salary, that won't nearly be enough to cover your family's ongoing and future expenses. A long-term, affordable policy from Ethos can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family is well covered for years to come. Myth number three.
Getting life insurance? It's just too complicated.
At Ethos, our 100% hassle-free online process can give you a quote in seconds, application in minutes, and coverage in hours. With no medical exams or blood work needed, just answer a few health questions. Get your free online estimate at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. Rates will vary based on age, underwriting, pace, amount, and type of policy.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Hope you're enjoying your Monday. Again, a great start to this week. Taking a quick look at the roads and traffic. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 moving nicely throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are looking great right now. It's 78 in Pensacola with a low of 69 for this evening. 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So looking at some sports news right here, a lot of Major League Baseball games currently in progress. The Royals leading the Marlins 4-2. That one in the top of the fourth inning. Earlier, the Rays beat the Red Sox 4-1. That was a rain makeup game. They played at around 3 this afternoon. Games currently in progress. Phillies lead the Tigers 3-0. The Athletics 1-0 over the Pirates. The Astros up big on the Blue Jays 6-0. The Brewers and Reds scoreless in the second inning. Big night in Women's College World Series. Florida State has a chance to advance to the championship series against Oklahoma. They are currently tied with Tennessee 1-1. It is a double elimination tournament. Florida State has not lost yet. So if Tennessee were to win this game, that is on ESPN, by the way, they would have to play again tonight at 8:30, also on ESPN. So right now, bottom of the second, Florida State and Tennessee are tied at 1-1 right now. NHL Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, 7 o'clock on TNT. The Knights beat the Panthers on Saturday, and they had the 1-0 series lead. So the Panthers will try to even up that series and take home ice advantage back. The NFL investigating an Indianapolis Colts player for possible violations of the league's gambling policy. According to sportshandle.com, the player in question is cornerback Isaiah Rodgers, who they describe as a pervasive bettor, including putting wagers on his own team. NBA, no game tonight. We had a 111-108 victory for the Heat last night, tying up the series against the Nuggets at one game apiece. But the big news in the NBA came from a report from The Athletic that says Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James about possibly linking up with him, along with superstar Luka Doncic in Dallas to play for the Mavericks. We'll see if that generates anything and leads to a new big three in the NBA. Buffalo Bills breaking ground on their new $1.4 billion stadium. It's right across the street from the one they have now, and it'll be open for the 2026 season. The Bills' DeMar Hamlin launching a nationwide CPR training tour through his new foundation. On Saturday, he was distributing AEDs to youth sports and community groups. Also, his organization provided free CPR training to more than 1,000 people. And a boycott NASCAR hashtag is reportedly picking up speed after the company tweeted an image showing support for the LGBTQ community. Millions of people commented, with most of them saying they'll no longer support the racing organization. Health, business, and science notes, a big day for Apple. Stock hit an all-time high as it launched a mixed reality headset. Also, a software update, iOS 17. New features like its full-screen posters for contacts, live transcriptions of voicemails, and video voicemails using FaceTime will be included in the update. They also released a new 15-inch MacBook Air. It's the world's thinnest laptop and just 3.3 pounds. You have an Apple laptop? Are you a MacBook person?
Oh, yeah. I gotta.
It's the best.
It's once you have the phone, you just gotta. It's
well,
it makes it easier.
You know, I had the MacBook. I obviously had the phone. I had the MacBook. I had the iPad. I had the AirPods. You've got the fancy AirPods, yeah, which I'm completely jealous of every time you wear them. But you know, as I have grown and matured, I guess I don't know if that's anything to do with it, but I never spend time on a MacBook, and I never spend time on an iPad. So, you know, for me, it's the phone. So yeah. I upgrade that every year, and I just tell my wife, I say, hey, look, until I die, I'm going to have a phone payment because I just upgrade every year. This may be the first time, though, that I don't, because I have not heard very good things about the next hardware update. The joke is, there hasn't really been much of an update, you know, for the past several years.
Yeah.
And that hasn't stopped me before. So, you know, what usually happens is, I may keep it. And then September rolls around. I see more and more of the rumors. Then they announce, here's the Apple event. It's next Thursday or whatever. And then I just get the frenzy. I get emotionally invested in watching it. And then it's like, okay, here I go.
They do always make it a way to like make it look extra cool. I am wondering with the headset, like maybe people who weren't as interested in getting a headset, now that it's an Apple headset, they're going to, now it's going to be great. I'm sure it's going to be expensive. But I just saw a commercial about it, whatever they had.
Did it say a price on it?
It didn't, but I'm sure I'm sure it's expensive. In other business headlines, some favorite companies got it on top of the list. Patagonia tops the list of a most loved company in the U.S. The clothing company took the spot in the new Exos and Harris poll. Costco, John Deere, Trader Joe's, and Chick-fil-A round out the top five. And the poll ranks the reputations of the top 100 of most visible brands in the nation.
I just checked. I don't have my iOS 17 available on my phone yet, so I don't know if they wait like a week or something, but
yeah, I'm not sure.
SpaceX is marking another successful launch following some setbacks over the weekend. A Falcon 9 carrying new supplies for the International Space Station took off from the Kennedy Space Center today. It was the third attempt for the company due to some high winds over the weekend. It marks SpaceX's 28th successful commercial resupply mission.
And General Motors plans to invest $1 billion in two Michigan plants to gear up for production for the next generation of heavy-duty trucks. Most of the funding is going to prepare its Flint assembly plant for a new gas and diesel trucks. And this move comes despite General Motors' commitment to switch to all-electric vehicles by 2035.
So California doesn't have good neighbors, and they are not, what's Allstate's thing? You're in good hands. They're not in good hands.
Yeah.
So Allstate, the latest to drop their property insurance coverage in California, saying it's too expensive to insure new home customers there. The company blames wildfires, higher costs to repair homes, and higher reinsurance premiums. State Farm made a similar announcement just a couple weeks ago.
And if you work for the U.S. Postal Service delivering mail, maybe Houston, Texas isn't going to be the best place for you. A new report says that the U.S. Postal Services show that mail carriers have reason to be cautious of a man's best friend. USPS reports that more than 5,300 postal workers were attacked by dogs last year. And Houston, Texas has the highest number of dog attacks on USPS workers last year with 57 attacks. Also, we're going to get a quick look at the roads just shy of 645. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 looking good right now. 29 and 90 also showing no delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather this week, it is going to be hot with our high tomorrow being 85. And we do have chances of afternoon showers all throughout this week. For tonight, we have a low of 69 and cloudy skies. And right now, it's fairly cloudy skies with it being 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some pop culture notes today, the Barbie movie apparently caused a pink emergency. Director Greta Gerwig says that in an effort to create the world of Barbie Land, set designers needed so much pink paint that they caused an international shortage. Warner Brothers completely bought out the signature Barbie pink color from the major paint distributor Roscoe.
And after revelations about Prince Harry's drug use, a U.S. court will hear a new challenge over his visa. This U.S. immigration records are about to be unsealed as the Heritage Foundation sues the government to find out if it lawfully granted his visa. American immigration law detects evidence of a past drug use. It's grounds to reject an application.
Chuck Todd stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. He announced the news during Sunday's edition of the show. Todd has been the moderator since 2014 and will now become NBC's chief political analyst. Probably a good time to do that ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
Oh, yeah. And Taylor Swift performed in Chicago this weekend and had kind of a treat on stage.
She did what?
Is there any chance that none of you saw that? I'm just going to try not to do as many of those. This is going to happen again tonight. There's so many bugs. There's thousands of them.
Yep, she swallowed a bug. So selling out outdoor venues does have its drawbacks for Taylor Swift. It would be bugs flying around in the lights and then one right into her mouth.
Yeah. Well, I can say this, that Taylor and I, we're a lot alike. I can relate to Taylor because I had the same thing happen to me on a live broadcast of a football game.
Oh, my goodness.
Not fun. I didn't have 90,000 people watching me do it, but she handled it right. I mean, you know, anybody, you know, the thing, the success and the secret to life is being able to laugh at yourself, and you know, nobody, you can't help that, but she's a performer, the stage presence there to be like, oh, you know, just have fun with the audience, and they loved it and everybody moved on as well, so good for her. Weird and wacky stuff. We got a weird one in Busch Gardens down in Tampa as they're working with authorities on possible charges after a TikToker decided to do the dumbest thing of the weekend and jump into their alligator exhibit.
Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey! Look how big that bugger is.
So, Gracie, your facial expression and you're shaking your head in not approved.
The accent's not good.
No, it's not.
How do you say alligator?
Alligator.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah,
it was like Kevin in The Office doing his dingo babies.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Yes.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, normally in this case I would say, oh, well, thankfully nobody was injured. But in this case, if a crocodile had, you know, lunged at him and gotten a finger, I would have been okay with that, I think.
Yeah, he probably would have deserved that one. Just another bad one out of Wisconsin. A man and woman in Wisconsin are in jail for allegedly using drugs while driving their children in a car. Jansville police arrested DeMarco and Ricky Whitby after finding them unconscious in a vehicle along with three children under the age of 6 on Friday night. Police say they had both driven the vehicle and used heroin, cocaine, alcohol, all while driving with their children in the car.
Now, Gracie, I know that you are dating somebody. Over the course of when you were getting to know each other, you answer and you ask questions. You say, well, what are you looking for? And, you know, what do you do and all that? Did an income requirements ever come up on either side?
Well, when I started dating him, he was working at Waterboys, so no.
So your income requirement was not very high then.
Not too high, yeah.
Well, some females telling on themselves over what they need in a significant other, and it's, let's just say, good luck.
What would you want his income to be?
I feel like this is going to sound bad. I feel like 300,000. I would have to say 127.
Probably 150 to a quarter of a million a year.
$500,000? Is that bad?
150, maybe to 250,000 a year would be comfortable for sure.
I was just having this conversation with my friend, and she was like, you have to manifest a husband, girl. Ideally, my husband needs to be making like 650,000.
So here's the good news, ladies, is that there are men out there that are between the ages of 20 and 40, are at least 5'8", and make at least 500,000. But the probability of finding them is like 0.22%. So
I guess we can dream, though.
You can dream. But, yeah, good luck with that. 6:51, we'll take our final break. Come back with some good news. We always love to finish our shows with good news around the world. It's Pensacola right now. Happy Monday. It's News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. It's 6:55 right now, and we're going to end on some good news. But first, we're going to get a quick look or last check of the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for a weather update, we're going to get a update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Every day this week, there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up around the area. So a chance for rain runs about 20 to 30% each day. Otherwise, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the low 70s. The first named storm of the season did pop up last week, but it died out over the weekend. And for now, the tropics are quiet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. Clear skies right now. It's 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So we did, over the weekend, have a few movies making some headlines. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man back on top at the box office. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned $120.5 million in its first weekend. The latest installment in the Spidey franchise scored the second biggest opening of the year, behind only the Super Mario Brothers movie. The Little Mermaid coming in second place in its second weekend with nearly $41 million, followed by the horror movie The Boogeyman with just over $12 million. Also, Netflix releasing the first trailer for its upcoming film Bird Box Barcelona. The film is a spinoff of the 2018 movie Bird Box that starred Sandra Bullock. It follows a group of survivors who form alliances to try to escape the city from aliens that cause people to hurt themselves when they look at them. It'll start streaming on July 14th. Gracie, I did not see the first Bird Box. Did you?
I did watch it. It was more of a, I'm seeing this movie everywhere and everyone's talking about it, and I just have to watch it. I don't like horror movies, and especially the ones that just make you on edge the whole time. It's not really like that scary. You're just like, so uncomfortable. Uh-huh. So I don't know if I'll see this one. I think I maybe got my fix with the first one. It wasn't bad, though. It just, if you like scary movies, you like the suspense, you'll love it.
Yeah. But, not me. Now we'll finish with some good news. We'll start in Tennessee. A man has been growing his dreadlocks for 9 years, but when his 11-year-old daughter was diagnosed with cancer, DeAndre Thomas didn't think twice about shaving his head.
Initially, before chemo even started, like, I'm with you every step of the way. Whatever happens, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to do whatever I can to be here to support you.
If I tell them the story and how much people support you in it, and the love and prayers you get from other people, that can probably help somebody that's also going through it.
Yeah, certainly wishing the best for Brielle, who was diagnosed in February and is undergoing chemotherapy. The Bree Strong Campaign sells T-shirts and bracelets in support of her treatment.
And a good news that came locally. Two big birthdays this weekend in Santa Rosa County. Gulf Breeze Marine veteran Robert Park celebrated his 100th birthday. And Marie Campbell from Milton celebrated her 104th birthday. So, good news from right here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday to both of them. Gracie, I trust you had a good weekend. Or did you able to make it out to the beach, get a nice tan?
Oh, yep. I can't see it too well, but I tried my best. Hope you had a great weekend as well. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.